我们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to our brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典，让我们能够继续在教会来敬拜神。
We thank the grace of God that we can gather here to worship Him tonight.
时间过得很快，又将是一个礼拜的结束。
Time flies and it is yet another end to a week.
我们又要进入神的安息。
We are about to enter into the Lord's rest.
愿主耶稣的恩典与我们同在。
May the grace of God be with us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考做生命赎价的保险。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study with everyone the precious blood for the atonement of souls.
利未记从第一章到十六章，他谈到有关于献祭的条例。
And Leviticus chapter 1 to 16 describes the laws concerning offering.
也谈到了饮食的条例。
And also laws concerning food.
也包括各样身体疾病的洁净条例。
And the laws concerning cleanliness and after disease.
所以神很详细的吩咐他的百姓能够过一个圣洁的生活。
God asked his people to live a very pure life.
神也是希望他的百姓能够跟他维持一个很和谐的关系能够进到他面前来欢喜侍奉。
And he also desired that his people have maintained a very harmonious relationship that they can come before him and worship.
所以从第一章到十六章，如果我们用一句话来概括他的精神，就是要人能够尽心尽力尽意来爱主我们的神。
And summarizing chapter 1 to 16 with a phrase, we would say that it is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们会愿意把我们所爱的这些所养的牲畜，我们珍贵的东西，把它献给神。
We would be willing to offer our best animals to God.
那在献给神的时候，按照神的方法、神指定的时间，以及在神指定的地点。
And we would offer according to God's appointed method, time and place.
所以我们会愿意顺服所有一切的吩咐。
We would be willing to submit to all of God's instructions.
那从十七章开始到二十六章。
And from chapter 17 to 26.
那这就是另外一个主题。
Is another topic.
这个主题都跟圣洁有关系的。
And this topic is related to holiness.
而且都是跟我们人跟人相处的条例有关的。
And this is concerning interpersonal relationships.
那在谈到要跟人相处的这个圣洁的条例，他一直在强调神是圣洁的神。
And in describing the holy interactions between man and man, it emphasizes that God is a holy God.
所以整个旧约圣经，全部的旧约圣经，如果说要选一段经文特别凸显出神是圣洁的这个特质，就是从利未记十七章到二十六章。
Therefore, if we were to choose a section of the Bible that most highlights the fact that God is a holy God, we would choose Leviticus 17 to 26.
那在这一段圣经的描述里面呢，很特别的都强调主神是圣洁的神。
And throughout these chapters, it emphasizes that the Lord God is holy.
然后说我是叫你们成圣的主神。
And I have called you to be holy.
我是主你们的神。
I am the Lord your God.
为要叫你们跟万民有分别。
Who has separated you from the peoples.
我曾经把你们从埃及地领出来。
I have once brought you out of Egypt.
那所以他一直在强调这个神他的特质。
And this emphasizes God's character.
他是主导一切的。
And he is in control of all.
他是把他的百姓从罪恶当中救出来的神。
He is the God who brought his people out of sin.
他凸显出神的这个特质哦。
And it emphasizes God's divine character.
以及他对他百姓的要求。
And his requirements for his people.
那这一段圣经如果用一句话来概括他的重点。
And if we were to summarize these chapters,
就是要效法神的圣洁， 过爱人如己的生活。
We would say that we must emulate God's holiness and live a life of loving God and man.
就是要强调人跟人相处要以神的圣洁法则为基准，那这样子人间就非常的和谐。
And if we maintain these principles when we are interacting with others, then all our relationships will be harmonious.
所以从利未记整卷 的精神看来，
So if we look at the spirit of the whole book of Leviticus,
就好像要讲十字架的道理。
It is as if it is speaking about the message of the cross.
他在预言耶稣基督的十字架。
And it is prophesying of Jesus' cross.
我们借着耶稣基督可以跟神有很和好的关系。
And through Jesus Christ, we are able to have a good relationship with God.
借着顺服神的命令，他的吩咐，我们可以跟人之间有非常和谐的关系。
Through God's commands and His instruction, we can maintain a very harmonious relationship with others.
那这一切的基础都要这样一切的教导都要建立在一个非常重要的基础上面。
And these teachings must be founded on something very teaching that is very important.
就是要只有敬拜这天上独一的真神。
That is, we must worship this one and only true God of heaven.
绝对不可以效法其他的外族去拜其他的所谓神。
We must not follow other nations and worship other gods.
所以出埃及记二十章，当神在西乃山上颁布十诫的时候，他首先就强调。我主神是独一的神。
Therefore, when God was giving his people the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, he said, I am the Lord your God.
那所以到新约时代，保罗他在写书信的时候，他也强调这样一个很重要的主题。
Thus, when Paul was writing the New Testament, he also emphasized this point.
我们看哥林多后书第十一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第二节。
Verse 2.
来，请读第二节到第三节。
Verse 2 to 3. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. 3. But I fear lest somehow, as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
你看他这里，保罗他在强调说，我们现在好像贞洁的童女已经许配给一个丈夫，那就是耶稣基督。
And here says that we are like chaste virgins who have been betrothed to Christ.
我们只能够敬拜一个独一的真神。
We can only worship this one and only true God.
所以，其实在，利未记里面，他在谈有关于献祭的条例。
And Leviticus describes the ordinances of offering.
他也在强调，只能够向这一位独一的神献祭。
And it also emphasizes that we can only offer to this one and only true God.
所以今天晚上呢，要从利未记十七章跟大家来谈两个重点。
So tonight I'd like to discuss two points through Leviticus chapter 17.
这是我们今天读经的进度。
And this is our today's Bible reading schedule.
第一个，我们敬拜神应当要有的态度。
And firstly is the attitude we must have when we come to worship God.
我们要怎么样能够存一个纯一清洁的心，很执着的来敬拜这位独一神。
How can we maintain a very pure and contrite heart when we come before God?
第二个，
Secondly,
我们要对现在祭坛上的这个血有深入的认识。
We must have a deep understanding of the blood which is on the altar.
这个现在坛上的血是要救赎我们的生命的。
And the blood that is to be offered on the altar is a blood that will save us.
这个血称作宝血。
And this blood is deemed precious.
不是一般的牛羊的血而已。
It is not any blood of a calf or animal.
这个利未记十七章，他在预言耶稣基督他宝血的救赎。
Leviticus chapter 17 prophesizes of God's saving through His blood.
他告诉我们一个生活的原则，就是要不可以吃有血的食物。
It tells us a principle that we have, that is, we cannot partake of blood.
当然是不能够吃血。
Of course, we cannot eat blood.
因为血是要放在祭坛上来赎生命的。
Because blood is to be offered on the altar for salvation.
我们现在请看利未记十七章。
Let us now look at Leviticus chapter 17.
十七章请读第三节。
Leviticus chapter 17, verse 3.
第三节。
3. Whatever man of the house of Israel who kills an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or who kills it outside the camp.
第四节。
4. And does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, the guilt of bloodshed shall be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people.
第五节。
5. To the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices, which they offer in an open field, that they may bring them to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, to the priest, and offer them as peace offerings to the Lord.
第六节。
6. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and burn the fat for a sweet aroma to the Lord.
你看这一段呢，他一直在强调百姓他们要亲近神，要先拜神，一定只能够到会幕前来献祭。
He tells us that when the people wanted to draw near to God and worship Him, they can only bring the offering to the Lord's tabernacle.
这个是只能够在神指定的地点献上供物。
They can only offer at the appointed area.
从利未记一开头在讲献祭的时候，特别都强调说，如果人要把供物献给神，一定要把它带到会幕那里去。
From the beginning of Leviticus, it emphasizes that whoever wishes to offer to the Lord must offer it at the tabernacle.
40年之后，当百姓准备要进迦南地的时候了。
40 years later, when the Israelites were preparing to enter Canaan.
在生命记里面再讲一次。
It reiterates this in Deuteronomy.
生命记第十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
来，请看生命记第十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
第五节。
Verse 5. But you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go.
第十三节。
Verse 13. Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see.
十四节。
14. But in the place which the Lord chooses, in one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings.And there you shall do all that I command you.
这个就是神特别强调说，百姓不可以随自己的意思，在自己看中的地方杀祭牲来献祭给神。
Here it says that the Israelites are not allowed to offer in any place that they please.
一定要把这个供物带到会幕那里去，神面前。
They must bring the offering before God.
为什么要这样子
？Why is this?
等到百姓散居各地的时候，那很远，那个是长途跋涉，很不方便。
It is very inconvenient for the Israelites to convene in one area after they have been dispersed to their separate tribes.
神就把那个祭司都放在会幕那里。
And God gathered his priests in one area.
那其实目的就是要为了让百姓他们能够保持信仰上的一致。
And the purpose is so that the people may maintain this oneness in their faith.
你看，百姓他们如果自己在随便他们所住的地方，自己看中意的地点献祭，会有什么结果呢
？What is the result if the people had been allowed to offer in whatever place they saw?
保证过不了多久，信仰马上就各地方都不一样了。
And surely after a while, the method of worship would vary between.Place to place.
这个献祭的时候，这个血要怎么处理？这个肉要怎么之后要怎么做什么？一定会不一样。
And how to handle the blood and the meat? Each place would have their own method.
所以最后这个信仰就变质。
And this faith would mutate.
所以神特别强调说，当百姓他们要献供物的时候，只能够到会幕那里去。
Therefore, when God commanded His people to offer, they were only allowed to offer at the tabernacle.
这就是神他很在意百姓对他都能够有一个纯一清洁的心，信仰都是纯正的。
And this is because God desires His people that the people have a clean and pure heart.
是按照他原始吩咐摩西所传下来的这些规矩。
And these ordinances are the original commands that God gave to Moses.
所以我们今天在读律法书里面的这些记录。
When we are reading the recordings in the book of the law,
其实同时在让我们反省，我们今天处在一个到处都充满异端邪说的一个环境里。
It causes us to realize that we actually live in an environment filled with heresies.
我们今天住在美国的信徒遇到的困难跟他的冲击，跟住在亚洲的不太一样。
And the difficulties we face in faith may differ between members here and members in Asia.
哦，那又跟住在非洲的信徒也不一样啊。
And they are different from the difficulties faced by brethren in Africa.
那就算我们都在美国的信徒就好了。
And even just within America,
我们有很多信徒分散在各地方。
Members are dispersed throughout.
在有些地方，他们没有教会。
In some areas, there is no church.
但是，当我们信徒分散各地的时候，很重要的一点就是要能够跟教会保持联系。
But when we are in remote locations, what is important is that we must maintain contact with the church.
我们的信徒要常常跟教会有联系。
The members must often have interaction between other members.
若有机会的时候，一定要常到教会里面来敬拜神。
When we have the opportunity, we must come into the chapel to worship.
以尊重圣经真理的原则，用尊重圣经真理这个原则了，这个态度。
And we must keep this principle of having the maintain the principle of the Bible.
然后能够靠圣灵有一个合一的心。
And through the Holy Spirit, have a heart of oneness.
那当我们到教会一起来敬拜神的时候，在道理上才能够合一。
That way, when we gather as one, we will have one faith.
那这样子，我们就可以在真理上互相的鼓励，然后在各地方建立起基督的身体来。
Then we will be able to build up the body of Christ, though we are dispersed in different areas.
所以你看，我们今天不管在哪个地点，现在都能够借着网络的方式跟教会保持联系。
No matter what location we are in, we can maintain interaction with the church through the internet.
那这个也就是神他对百姓的吩咐。
And this was God's commands to His people.
当百姓到会幕去献祭的时候
，When the people went to the tabernacle to offer,
他们就会碰到不同的百姓，不同的支派啊。
They came in contact with the other Israelites and of different tribes.
那在这个支派当中，他们就可以有互相的团的联谊。
And they were able to interact and communicate with other tribes.
他们能够接受一样的教导。
They can receive the same teachings.
所以这个信仰呢，能够一直很完整的持续下去，传给下一代。
And this faith can continue to be passed on to the next generation.
所以要能够常常来到神面前亲近他。
Therefore, we must often come before God's presence to draw close to Him.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
看第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
这里提到说有各种异教的风气。
Here it tells us that there are many doctrines of trickery.
那这些不同的异端呢，其实都是在冲击我们人的对神的认识。
And these heresies harm our faith.
那我们现在如果能够到神的面前来敬拜神的时候
，Therefore, when we are come, we are able to come before God's presence to worship.
这些异端的思想跟教导就有可能被订正了，我们就可以知道说哪里是错，哪里是什么是对的。
and we will be able to refute these doctrines. We will understand what is right and wrong.
哦，这个是我们敬拜神第一个原则，一定要常常进到神的会幕前来献祭。
The first principle is that we must come before God's presence to worship Him.
那第二个呢？接下去我们来看一下啊，利未记十七章的第七节。
Secondly, let's look at Leviticus chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7. They shall no more offer sacrifices to demons after whom they have played the harlot. This shall be a statute forever for them throughout their generations.
你看这里特别提到这个邪淫啊，这个外人的邪淫，不同信仰的这个冲击。
Here especially mentions the harm caused by sacrifices to demons.
那表示他们当时候住在埃及地，曾经有很多不同的那个宗教信仰的观念，是在影响着他们的生活。
And because Israelites lived among Gentiles, they were influenced by many ideologies.
那所以，特别在埃及，他们有很多的那个偶像。
Especially when the Israelites were in Egypt, where there were many idols.
有时候这个观念就是好像很自然的，他们就会这样做，这样想。
And very naturally.The people would begin to act in a certain way and think in a certain way.
因为他们已经习惯，哎，碰到这种情况的时候就是这样做。
Because they were used to acting a certain way when meeting a certain situation.
那这个其实也就是这个文化的影响力。
And this is the influence of culture.
哦，所以在这里特别提到说，你不可以再献祭给他们行邪淫所随从那个鬼魔，就是。偶像。
Here says they shall no more offer sacrifices to demons, that is, idols.
所以当时候以色列的选民，他们如果随从异教的风俗，很自然的，他们一定会跟随去拜偶像。
If the Israelites followed the culture of the Gentiles, then naturally they would begin to worship idols.
这是为什么我们后来在选民的历史看到，哎，那个他们在神庭的地方啊。选民就跟着米甸人、啊、去吃他们祭偶像的物，然后去拜那个米甸人所拜的神。
And therefore, we see that in the history of the chosen people, they became ensnared when they worshipped and played harlotry with the Midianites.
那他们的做法就惹起神的愤怒了。
And they aroused the wrath of God.
哦，所以你看今天神特别一直强调说，不可以随从这些异教的这些风俗。
Therefore, God emphasizes that they must not follow after the cultures or doctrines of Gentiles.
所以，为了要我们要敬拜这位独一的真神，我们一定要远离一些这个错误的敬拜的风俗跟思想。
When we want to draw near to God, we must flee away from these ideologies and cultures.
我们今天这个很看起来很自由，很。富裕的社会最大的危险是什么
？What is the greatest danger in this seemingly wealthy and well-off society？
啊，美国这个社会很强调自由啊。
American society emphasizes freedom。
啊，很强调人的权利啊。
It emphasizes human rights。
啊，那这跟圣经的教导，有时候要用圣经的道理来检查一下，到底好不好？
But sometimes, but we must evaluate these ideologies from the perspective of the Bible.
很强调自由，很注重享乐，到最后会落入一个危机里。
If we often emphasize freedom and pleasure, then we will fall into a crisis.
我们会很自然的随从我们的情欲。
Naturally, we will follow our own desires.
然后我们会被这个社会牵着鼻子走。
And we will become ensnared and led on by these ideologies.
那个，现在看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 6.
哥罗西书第三章。
Excuse me, Colossians chapter 3.
第三章，看第五节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 5.
他说：“所以你们要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就以拜偶像一样。”
Five. Therefore, put to death your members which are on earth: fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
所以这个贪爱世俗, 然后贪恋享受, 这个是今天社会的通病。
The love of money and pleasure are diseases prevalent in today's society.
淫乱、邪情、恶欲 在这个社会现在已经基本上不觉得是羞耻, 反而有时候把它变成荣耀了。
And fornication, uncleanliness, and passion are often glorified instead of being shamed.
如果我们, 你看, 没有对这样一个社会潮流采取防卫的措施, 很自然的我们可能就跟随。
And if we do not take preventative measures, then we will begin to follow these ideologies.
那渐渐的我们会走向以扫他当时所走的路线。
And we will take the path that Esau took.
在希伯来书12章第6节 特别强调说以扫贪恋世俗。
In Hebrews chapter 6, chapter 12 verse 6, it tells us that Esau loved the Lord, loved the earth.
然后呢,他最后就把长子的名分出卖了。
And he sold his birthright.
因为他觉得,哎呀,我现在满足我肉体的需要比较重要, 管他什么长子。
Because he thought to himself, it's more important for me to satisfy my fleshly desire.
所以今天我们要敬拜神, 我们一定要持守一个原则。
If we want to worship God today, we must maintain this principle.
要远离一切的贪心呢?
We must flee away from greed.
不可以效法这个潮流。
We cannot follow this trend.
因为这些世俗的潮流最后都引人离开神的。
Because these worldly trends tempt us and cause us to leave God.
我们其实不但要注意这个一些异端邪说的影响啊。
We cannot only discern heresies.
其实我们还要更积极的去把这些被这个异端思想控制的人，把他们叫他们醒悟，把他们带出来。
Rather, we must even more proactively try to awaken these people that they can come out of heresy.
因为这些像世界潮流，最后都让人落在痛苦败坏当中的。
Because these trends of the world lead men into suffering and corruption.
你看哪一个贪心的人最后有好结果?
Which greedy man has a great ending?
真的最后都没有好结局了，都是悲惨的。
They all have tragic endings.
有人想要发财，最后是倾家荡产。
Someone who wants to become wealthy overnight.
有人想要贪图这个肉体的享受，最后是家破人亡。
Becomes bankrupt and
就是满足肉体的情欲。
People who want to fulfill their fleshly desires split up their entire family.
最后，你看连生命可能也没有了。And
in the end, they may even lose their lives.
那所以我们要回来看那个十七章利未记17章的第8节。Let
us look at Leviticus chapter 18.
看第8节。
Excuse me, Leviticus chapter 17, verse 8.
17章的第8节说, 你要小谕他们, 凡以色列家中的人, 或者是聚集在他们中间的外人, 他说, 是百姓跟外人, 如果献燔祭、平安祭的时候, 一定要把他带到会幕门口。
If any Israelite or stranger is to offer a burnt offering, they must bring it to the door of the tabernacle.
如果不这样做, 就把他致死。
If he does not, then he must be put to death.
这是包括在他们当中的外人呢。
And this includes strangers who live among them.
所以表示说，跟神的选民有关系的人都要一起跟着神的吩咐来过生活。
This tells us that anyone who comes in contact or is related with the chosen people must follow these ordinances.
所以我们与其很被动的被这个社会潮流，被我们周围的人影响。
In contrast to being passively influenced by our society,
we must
proactively try to bring people around us before God's presence.
所以神特别吩咐，包括在他们当中的外人都要这样子做了。God
commanded that even the strangers who dwell with them must do so.
所以我们今天，你看，如果注意我们周遭 充斥着各种不同的异端哦，包括在基督教界里面也是。
And so if we take a look at the heresies in the world and in the realm of Christianity,
有些基督徒否认圣经的权威。
Some people, some Christians deny the authority of the Bible.
他们认为圣经是人写的，做参考就好。
They believe that since the Bible is written by man, it should only be a reference.
所以他们不认为圣经是唯一的标准，所以其他的书籍也可以参考。
And since it is not a sole standard, you can also refer to other writings.
那这个思想其实就让我们对圣经的态度变了。
And this changes our attitude towards the Bible.
那有些教派，他们对神的启示持开放式的观念，就是说神的启示会越来越多。
And some people have a rather open perspective on God's prophecies.
那神的启示会随着时代有所变化。
And they believe that God's words or prophecies will change through time.
所以就把这个圣经里面道理，把它用时代性来解释。这个是古时候的，现在不一样的。神有另外的启示，所以我们应该不能够很简单的就听以前的人的说的话。
And they believe that since these revelations are of the past, they should be left in the past, and God has different revelations for the present.
那这个都是在基督教界很普遍的有的人的观念呢。
And these are very common thoughts or prevalent thoughts within the realm of Christianity.
那有些基督徒说耶稣只是次等的神，不是最高的神。
And some people say that Jesus is only secondary, and he is not the highest.
那这些就是好像当时候的一些，就像当时候的一些异端、一些思想。
And these are can be likened to some of the thought heresies in the past.
按照圣经说，就是邪淫啊，这个就是神不喜悦的。
And according to the Bible, this is very displeasing to God.
所以我们一定要远避这些会影响我们思想的这些错误的异端教导。
So we must flee from these ideologies of heresy.
那我们现在看回来是第十七章的第十节。
Let us turn back to Leviticus chapter 17, verse 10. 10. And whatever man of the house of Israel or any of the strangers who dwell among you who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood and will cut him off from among his people.
11节。
11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
这两节圣经呢，一直在强调这个不可以吃血。
These two verses emphasize that we are forbidden to eat blood.
其实从早在律法之前，从挪亚的时代，神就禁止人吃动物的血。
Even from the times of Noah, God forbade people from partaking in blood.
所以在利未记十七章的第十节第十一节，他特别提到他有原因的。
And 11 is the reason why.
第一个，他说活物的生命是在血里面。
Firstly, the life of the flesh is in the blood.
那第二个原因，他是说，这个血是要放在祭坛上，能够为献祭的人的生命做赎价的。
Secondly, it has been given to be placed upon the altar to make atonement for the soul.
所以他说不可以吃血哈。
Therefore, do not eat blood.
那第十二节说
，Verse 12,
我对以色列人说，你们都不可以吃血了哈，继续在你们中间外人也不可以吃了。
Therefore I said to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood.
那这个吩咐呢，一直到了新约时代，主耶稣来了以后，教会建立了，还是一样在被强调。
And this command continues to be emphasized through Jesus' time and through the time of the establishment of the apostolic church.
所以使徒行传第十五章的二十九节我们常来读的。
Acts chapter 15, verse 29.
有几件事不可以少。
There.
几件事啊，有四件事， 第二十九节说是禁戒祭偶像的物和血、勒赎牲畜和奸淫。
And you must abstain from things offered to idols.
不可以吃血。
You must not eat blood.
啊，所以因为他这个问题呢，跟当时候从犹太教的信仰来进入教会的信徒来说是很重要的。
And these things were very important or key to Jewish people who wanted to convert to Christianity.
因为对犹太教的背景的主的门徒来说，他们觉得这个血是不可以吃的。
And to disciples who were Jewish, they knew already that they must not partake of blood.
可是从外邦来信的门徒呢，他们就以前就没有这个想法。
But Gentiles who wanted to convert to Christianity had no such concept.
因为在当时候的很多的社会里面，他们都有吃血的习惯。
In many cultures and societies, they had a practice of eating blood.
所以，那当时候教会里面的一个冲突就是要不要守律法这个问题。
And a conflict in the church arose, and that is whether or not they would follow the law.
那这个教会在经过讨论，由圣灵跟使徒们做的一个决定以后，就觉得不能够吃血这个事情要继续坚持。
And after discussion by the disciples and by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they came to the conclusion that they must continue to abstain from blood.
那虽然你看，虽然主耶稣他已经成全了律法。
We see that although Jesus Christ has fulfilled the law.
我们今天为了要罪得赦免，已经不需要再献动物在祭坛上这样一个繁琐的程序了。
We no longer need to follow the ordinance of offering animals on the altar.
但是主耶稣来了以后，他特别强调门徒也要继续遵守神的命令。
But Jesus Christ also emphasized that his disciples must continue to follow God's commandments.
那我们从使徒他们做的结论来看呢，这个不可以吃血有超越律法的重要意义。
And we see that through the disciples' conclusion, this abstaining from blood has a meaning that transcends the law.
那所以这个血到底为什么会这样的关键，特别被从旧约到新约一直强调说不可以吃呢？
Why is abstaining from blood so key and emphasized throughout the Old and New Testament?
除了从营养卫生的观点来看之外，我们可以从信仰的观点来看的。
Aside from the perspective of nutrition and health, we can also view it from the perspective of faith.
我们现在看回来第位是十七章，我们来仔细来分析这第十一节所讲的道理。
Let us discuss more thoroughly the teaching in Leviticus 17.
因为这里提到这个活物的生命在血里面。
Verse 11, for it says, the life of the flesh is in the blood.
那这个吩咐是在提到说要把祭物拿到会幕神面前来宰杀，来献祭的时候提出来的，有关于血的处理。
And this is concerning how to handle the flesh, handle the blood when people come to offer.
这个血不可以吃。
This blood is not to be eaten.
其实它附带的教导就是人应当要尊重生命。
And the implied teaching is that men must honor life.
所以你看，先看第十四节，你看到相对的相关的道理就是，论到一切活物的生命就在血中。
Verse 14, for it is the life of all flesh. Its blood sustains its life.
好，那他说吃了血的必被剪除哦。
And anyone who eats of it shall be cut off.
那他一直被强调说活物的血就是他的生命。
It repeatedly emphasizes that the blood is the life of flesh.
所以其实今天你看，神把动物的肉是给我们当食物吃哈。
God has granted us flesh of animals for us to eat.
今天我们已经不会再受旧约时代这个洁净跟不洁净的这些动物的限制了。
And we are no longer bounded by the laws of clean or unclean animals.
只要合法的，我们都可以吃。
As long as we are allowed
动物了，动物说我是合法的了。
as long as it is according to a political law, then we are allowed to partake of it.
有些地区有些动物是不可以随便乱吃的啦。
Some animals we are forbidden to partake by.
啊，如果今天我们在美国，
countries.
你就市场上卖的基本上都没问题嘛。
And since we are then in the United States, we are basically allowed to eat everything that is sold on the market.
但是我们在吃这些肉的时候，我们是存着感恩的心来吃的嘛。
But when we are partaking of meat, we are partaking of it with a thankful heart.
我们尊重神的命令。
We obey God's command.
你看，所以我们是用这种尊重生命的心来享受神给我们的食物。
We partake of God's gift of meat with a thankful heart.
所以你看，即使在美国这个社会，他要宰杀动物，他都有一定的程序，不可以虐待动物的。
And in America, there is a certain procedure that they must follow, and they cannot abuse the animals.
你看那个牛、羊、鸡哈，那甚至猪，他们要宰杀的时候，他们都有一定的程度，不可以让动物受苦。
There are certain methods that they must use to kill the animal so that it causes the least amount of suffering.
要尽量让他们没有挣扎、没有痛苦的情况下被宰杀。
That they are killed without much struggle.
那这样子，那我们那照神的吩咐哦，把那个血放掉。
And according to God's commands, the blood is let out.
那我们来享受这个食物本身，哎，这个就是神所喜悦的，就是我们的食物就蒙神祝福了。
And then our food will be pleasing to God, and we will be blessed.
那第十一节呢，他特别强调说这个血是要在祭坛上面为你们的生命赎罪的。
Verse 11, it continues on to say that this blood is for the atonement of the soul.
那我们现在如果来看第十一节啊，他说，其实这一句话第十一节，因为活物的生命是在血中啊，有不同的翻译本，他们对这一句话有不同的翻译的啊，不同的解释。
There are many different translations or interpretations of the phrase "for the life of the flesh is in the blood."
如果从这个希伯来文，你把它直接翻译哈，就是把它一个字一个字把它对着翻译出来。
If we translate word by word from Hebrew,
其实就是神说，我指定血在这个祭坛上面来代替你们。
It says that I have appointed blood on the altar, in place of you.
那原因就是因为这个血里面有生命，对不对？
And this is because, there is life in blood.
那这个血里面有生命，也可以被翻译成在这个生命里面的血。
And it can also be translated the life that is in the blood.
The blood which is in the life.
The blood that is within life.
所以是活物的血哦。
It is.
就是这个动物是活着，你现在把它流血，这个血流出来了。
It is.
割它要流血。
The blood of a living animal.
所以在生命里面的血是可以赎罪的。
And life that is in blood can atone sins.
所以现在这个血其实是来代替我们人，本来我们是有罪应该被杀的，现在这个动物的血来代替我们。
And this blood became a substitute for us who should be the ones on the altar.
那在第十一节这里，其实他在讲一个预表的道理。
And verse 11 is also a teaching of prefiguratory teaching.
这个在祭坛上的血能够赎罪，其实在预表着耶稣基督的。
And the blood which is for the altar prefigures Jesus Christ.
你看，如果看这个血哈，它特别有一个定冠词哈，把它框起来。The, 有一个 the.
This blood is definite.
哦，那这个血，然后第十一节说，我已经把它给了你们，这个是复数的，就是以色列百姓跟包括以后世世代代的所有的人呢。
Is given to them, which is this you is plural. It is given to the Israelites and the people who come after them.
他这个 给了这个命令，他第十七章他特别在讲，像第七节是说，这个是要做世世代代永远的定例的。
Verse 7 says, it will be a statute forever for them throughout their generations.
所以你看他这句话所对象就是以后世世代代的人都要这样做。
So the people who come after this generation shall do the same.
那你看他特别在讲这个血的时候，他有一个定冠词把它定义出是谁的，这个血是单数的。
This blood is singular and it is definite.
那
definite article.
那你如果看他有这个名词有定冠词跟没有定冠词是有差别的。
And
这是有一个。
When you say the blood and it is different.
跟 blood 不一样嘛，对不对
？It is different from just saying blood.
如果只是血，那就是 blood， 是这样一个名词而已啊。
And blood is just a noun.
但是如果是说 the blood 不同呢
？But the blood is a definite noun.
你看，比如说你看在第十七章里面，他讲说，凡以色列家中的人，凡就是。概括所有的人，他都已经是讲这个 man 这样一个名词。
And man includes the word man includes generations of Israelites to come.
第十节也是这样子嘛，哈。
It is the same verse.
凡以色列家中的人，他以前凡是怎么样的人，都是一个简单的名词。
And whatever man of Israel, which includes every man of Israel.
哦，那但是现在他特别讲这一个。这个所以加上这个血，他如果讲到说人是特定的人，一定有一个定冠词把它限制是哪一种人嘛？啊，
But when he's talking about a particular man, he will say the man.
哦，比如说我们看第九节那里。
For example, if we look at verse 9,
他有一个这个人 is man 的，这个因为这个人如果不把这个祭物带到会幕门口来献给神，他就要从民中剪除嘛。
And it says that, If one does not offer to the door of the tabernacle, that man will be cut off from his people.
哦，所以他都一定有特殊的是指着是谁这样。
And it is particularly referring to a certain man.
那到第十一节，他这边讲这个血在祭坛上，这个血他特别把它指定出来的。
And this blood is a particular blood.
其实这讲的这一个活物的血，这一个在祭坛上的血，就是在讲着耶稣基督。
And actually. This blood is referring to the blood of Christ.
因为只有耶稣基督的血才有赎我们生命的功效。
Because only the blood of Jesus Christ can atone for our sins.
这是在希伯来书从第九章开始一再强调的主题。
This is the topic emphasized repeatedly in Hebrews chapter 9.
从九章希伯来书第九章的第十一节以后。
From Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11 and onwards.
他就一直在讲耶稣基督是这一个来赎罪的祭物。
It says that Jesus Christ is one who has come for the atonement of sin.
他一次流血。
He is the sacrifice and he has bled once.
看第十二节。
Verse 12. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once.For all.
好，所以他一次进入圣所就成了永远赎罪的事。他一次啊，献上他自己。
He entered once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
你再看第二十六节。
Let's look at verse 26. Then he would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now once at the end of ages he has appeared to put away sin.By the sacrifice of himself.
他在末世显现一次，然后他把自己献为祭，就除掉罪。二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
28. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly await for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation.
这个就是你看希伯来书，他一直在强调耶稣一次的把自己献在祭坛上。
Here tells us that Jesus Christ offered himself once on the altar.
所以在祭坛上这个血叫做宝血。
And the blood on the altar is precious.
这跟一般动物的血是不一样。
It is different from the blood of animals.
第十章的第四节是说，公牛和山羊的血是断不能除罪的。第十章第四节。
Chapter 10, verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins.
所以你看他在利未记里面，其实他就已经提到主耶稣的宝血最后会献在祭坛上。
He tells us that, in Leviticus, it already tells us that Jesus' blood will be sacrificed on the altar.
是在预言耶稣基督本身。
It is prophesying Jesus Christ himself.
他是要献上他自己来救赎世界上所有的人的生命。
He will offer up himself on the altar to save every human life.
所以主耶稣的宝血，我们看彼得前书第一章。来看彼得前书第一章。
Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
这是特别一个描述。
This is a special description.
第一章请看第十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers.
19节。
19. But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
20节。
20. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these times for you.
主耶稣基督是在创世以前就被神预先知道要来执行这个工作的。
Indeed, he was foreordained before the foundation of the world to complete this task.
在旧约那个时代，借着献祭的事情不断的预言他的来到。
In the Old Testament, it continues to prophesy his coming through blood.
强调他的宝血的功用。
It emphasizes,
他的血的功用。
The function of Jesus' blood.
一直到这个末世的时候才为我们显现。
And is manifested in these last times for us.
所以主耶稣的血叫做宝血，基督的宝血。
The blood of Christ is called
the precious,
precious blood.
是被放在祭坛上，一次被献上。
It is offered once for all on the altar.
就成就了永远的功效。
And it continues to be effective.
所以今天我们靠着耶稣的宝血洗净一切的罪过。
Therefore, through Jesus' blood, we wash away all our transgressions.
借着耶稣的宝血，我们在神面前可以被称义。
Through Jesus' blood, we are righteous before God.
使我们可以脱离罪恶。
That we can be released from sin.
我们过犯可以被耶稣的宝血的这个赎价来得到赦免。
That we are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
我们凭着耶稣的宝血可以坦然无惧的进到施恩的宝座前来敬拜神。
Through Jesus' blood, we can come before God's throne to worship him with assurance.
更因为耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以在神的宝座前来侍奉他。
And even more so, through Jesus' blood, we can come before him to worship him.
我们看启示录第七章。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
第十四节。
Verse 14. And I said to him, Sir, you know, And he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
15节。
15. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them.
这个是约翰他在异象里面看到在神的宝座前那里很多人在赞美神。
Here, John describes how he saw many people before God's throne serving him.
他们都是穿白衣的。
They were all clothed in robes.
手拿棕树枝在那里大声喊着啊，在那边高声赞美神。
And they were crying out with loud voices, worshiping God with branches in their hands.
你看，这个时候约翰被问一个问题，说这些穿白衣人是谁，从哪里来的
？And he was asked.Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?
你看这个长老中的一位就说了，就是这些人从大患难中出来的，是用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净的。
And the elder said, "Sir, you know, and these are ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以我们今天能够进到神的宝座前来昼夜侍奉他，其实就是因为有主耶稣这个保险功效。
Actually, we are allowed to come before God's throne and worship Him because of this blood.
我们可以在患难当中得胜。
We can become victorious in times of tribulation.
我们可以得到永远荣耀，在神面前蒙他的啊帐幕护庇。
We can receive his
能够
his
能够得到永远荣耀吗
his eternal glory
能够在他的宝座前被他的这个帐幕他的能力护庇我们保护我们
and to be covered by his great white throne
那其实我们今天在这个罪恶世代里面我们真的需要主耶稣的宝血不断来护庇我们
And in this sinful generation, we do need Jesus' blood to cover us.
我们知道在末后的日子，这个魔鬼的工作，那个冲击会越明显，越严重。
And the last days, Satan's blows will become more and more apparent.
啊，这个启示录的这个意象预兆一个一个出现。
And the prophecies and revelations are fulfilled one by one.
我们要怎么样得胜这个魔鬼的攻击呢？
How can we be victorious over Satan's attack?
我们依靠也是主耶稣的宝血。
We can rely on Jesus' blood.
我们最后看启示录十二章。
Lastly, let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
十二章第十节。
Chapter 12, verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before God day and night has been cast down. 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
你看他这里特别提到我们能够胜过魔鬼其实是靠羔羊的宝血。
He tells us that we are able to overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb.
也是依靠着我们今天所相信的这个正道。
And it is by relying on the truth that we believe.
所以我们可以胜过魔鬼有三件法宝。
And there are three weapons we have to overcome Satan.
就是主耶稣的宝血。
One is the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
就是这个真道。
It is the truth.
就是我们不怕死。
It is the absence of our fear of death.
就是我们知道主耶稣的宝血要救赎我们，要让我们得生命。
It is the knowledge that Jesus Christ will be able to save us and give us life.
主耶稣他为我们付上生命的代价，永远有效。
And Jesus paid the price of life.
所以我们今天可以很勇敢的为主工作。
Therefore, we can serve Him bravely.
因为他要让我们得胜。
Because He will cause us to be victorious.
他的血要成为我们一个很重要的帮助，我们的保证。
His blood will be our assurance and help.
那我们一起来用真的顺服的心来敬拜他。
Let us serve him and worship him with a submissive heart.
让我们一起来遵守主所说的一切吩咐。
Let us follow his commands together.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
292首。
292.